Good morning. Good landing. Travelers. That's a funny smell on a funny path of life. What am I? Oh, it's a sauerkraut. Jesus. I'm smelling the sauerkraut. I'm draining it. You have to get that salty stuff out. Anyway. Yeah, I realize I'm not going to keep that liquid. I thought I was going to keep it, but I'm not. So, yeah, I guess I'm good. I got everything I need. 11:58. This is Monday, so I even had the pack on. This is it would have been my fourth day without it. Well, actually, hold on, no. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. My goodness, it has been 4 days. And yeah, because of the rain, I haven't been able to to wear it. So today we're back on. sorry, I do not proud. Well, actually, it comes apropos in a timely way. I was thinking yesterday. It was interesting. After doing my kanji practice, it was kind of still early, you know, and I was kind of done. And I was like, no, I don't want to watch. You know, I finished the Swans, you know, the feud, Capote versus the Swan. And I was like, no, I don't want to watch anything else. So, and it was kind of early still before going to bed and reading. So I played my liked playlist. There's some cool tunes I really like. You know, and I was kind of... I just walk around, just shuffle around the bedroom because that's my warm spot. Like in two couple of days, 2-3 days, I'm going to be able to, you know, when you start to get to 20 degrees, I'll be able to walk around the yard here and then take evening walks in on a beautiful trail. But I was just shuffling around and then I was thinking, I think I'm going to go back to journaling, you know. You know, it's something that I've done quite a bit. I used to be, well, I mean, I was kind of quite a bit into writing, you know, when I was younger, you know, first with letters. In my teenage years, I talked about, you know, making those customized letters and envelopes, you know. Definitely, I don't know of anybody who was doing that. I don't even know where that came from. But, you know, then I got into reading after school. Actually, I hated reading in school. It just made no sense to me. What the fuck? I'm going to read. I'm going to open a book. And what? I want to do shit, you know? I don't want to be sitting around and looking at words. You know, of course, that's different kind of personality, right? Some people get a book, maybe something to drink on a nice couch or chair, and they're just happy there, you know, for a while. And for me, that was a nightmare. And I just couldn't anyway. You know, the one, the lion. I might have to try the book again, actually. It's about a girl that grew up in Africa and story with a lion as a cub, lion cub. And anyway, we had to read that book and it was just like, I just hated it. But somehow, once I survived school after my apprenticeship and when I left France, you know, I started to really get into a kind of reading frenzy. Read quite a bit. Even Zweig, one of his books, I forgot which one, I read from start to finish, which was amazing. It only happened once, though. But to start a book and to finish it, and again, I'm not sure how many pages, but we're talking about, well, I mean, it was, I think it took me 5-6 hours, I forgot. Well, I don't know, it's too long. That's 1994. My goodness, that's 30 years ago, so I don't remember. And then it kind of faded away. I mean, of course, things with TV and movies kind of took more the forefront in this change of my life. And then after that, it's kind of evolved, you know. And hello, son. It's a little cold, but yeah. Those clouds are... Yeah, no, I don't think we have any more rain coming up for a while. So, at one point I got into journaling. When I left the States, I was definitely into that. And I was down to, I started with one page a day, and I think I get up to like 2 or 3 pages a day, but basically nothing. It just didn't evolve. And in a way, I feel like I have found a voice. I have found a voice that's closer, you know, to my imperfect self, to my incarnation as this human being, as this Anthony, through speaking through this podcast, than I ever did on the scale, you know, that I'm doing it here on the podcast compared to paper. It was just, oh, my goodness. Well, that's one thing you don't get from reading me. There's no spitting, no crud in the back of my throat, whatever that is. Anyway, so yeah, it's something that it is more natural, it is more effortless, and but I don't know, I'm curious, and I'm going to be buying a, you know, typical with lines. I like lines, like a school, you know, kind of a textbook. No, not a textbook, un cuaderno, un cahier, like a well, whatever the kind of little book you get from school to write notes and stuff like that. So I'll go to una papeleria, or Mercadona, or whatever, or not Mercadona, but Carrefour, might. And, my goodness. Oh, it's a church. Okay, so there must be the... Well, there's no math. I don't know what its bell is. So, yeah, and as I was shuffling in that room yesterday, it just came to me. It's like, yeah, let's just check it out again. You know, let's see. I love my Bic, those pencils. I used to have a fountain ink pen before. Like, I used to have a fancy one that you buy in a shopping mall in the U.S. where they have, the fancy paper and all that stuff. And they have all those pens. And Mont Blanc, I had the other one, too. I mean, they do work very well, but it's crazy what you pay for it. It's ridiculous. And I just love the Bic. It is just so consistent, you know. There's no spillage. I mean, you know, it's such an amazing device to me. It's my favorite. So I'm gonna be buying that more than likely. I mean, I have one. I have a Bic with me, but I'll buy one of those things to write on. Un cuaderno, and then we'll be looking at one page a day. So. And then we'll see if, just curious. But it was kind of fun to kind of get, to kind of get that kind of feel, that kind of desire, I guess. Anyway, so we're about to arrive here in, wow, it's colder than expected. I opened the house. Well, I mean, it should be okay. Sorry. It's still nice to have some fresh air anyway coming inside the house. So since Thursday, Thursday or Friday, I forgot. I even had the windows open. Anyway. All right, so you know it's a head warning, you know. But I'm about to come up with two chupa chup. Give el chorizo picante para darle del chorizo picante. No, you don't have to say chorizo, because the R is inside the word. It's only when they are double, when the R is the first letter of the word, then it becomes more. Actually, that's good. Before I go into anything else, I was going to touch briefly on a phone call with Pilar yesterday. Ah, there she is. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Eh? ¿Qué pasa? I'm wondering how cool that place is in the heat of the summer, you know, because that's a shade. But it's just not that big. I'm wondering if it... And the roof, that kind of metal roof, you know. that could easily turn into an oven. Yeah, girl! Where's my girl? Is it my girl? Come here! Come here! Come here! Ooh! 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 Que pasa? Oh, this is a shot of goodness. Huh? Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, I'm definitely growing on dogs. But they're growing on me. Juju juju. Mushika. Mushika. Oh. I guess you can hear that, eh? On a piece of paper. Yes. Yes. All right. You're digging around the tree. Yeah, it's dry now, so I can make you fit. Ooh, she forgot. What the finger is up, you don't move. No. Stay. No. No. Sit. No. No. Okay. Okay, sit. Now we do it again. This is no. 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 Yes, you're putting your paw. Okay, stay. No. Oh, what's going on? Okay, good. Now you're showing me your focus. No. No. Yes. Sit. Good job. Sit. Okay, let's try again. Gonna go through the chain link fence. No. No. Yeah. You get it all. Shit, I thought I was gonna get it in the house. Kishibasa. Chupa chup. Ooh. I guess you like that spicy, yeah? Anyway, girl, love you. Okay? See you later. You beauty. Oh yeah, that one about that dog yesterday looked like a puma. A mountain lion. That was crazy. His face, kind of like a cat. Interesting. Anyway. All right, girl. See you later. See you tomorrow. So, Pilar. So, yeah, she tried to call me, which is the most likely would cut that recording, which makes me think, hold on. Let me go back to do not disturb. So, if somebody calls, it won't get in there. So, anyway. So, I called her. And as it turned out, she's in a Jaén. You know, she came to her mother, took her to the hospital. She has some kind of a cold. But I guess not too bad. And but it's not pneumonia, so no antibiotic, nothing like that. Anyway, so just maybe hydrating, God knows what it did. So basically, yeah, she came to kind of take care of her. And you know what was interesting is, of course, I didn't say anything, but I didn't even think about having her come, you know, here. I mean, she's, you know, 15 minutes away. I could have gone there, you know. But I'm like, no, you know, because I don't want to. It's that simple, you know, nothing wrong, nothing bad. It's, you know, of course I would like to see her, you know, if it made sense. But you know where I am right now, you know. So, and you know, the conversation was, you know, short and sweet because I caught myself, you know. You know, I mentioned a few things, of course, my gratitude toward her and, you know, a couple of things like making the bread in the bedroom. But then I was like, enough, Anthony, enough small talk. And then that kind of went away and just mentioned about basically coming, you know, early April to say goodbye. So now she kind of knows and she let me know, you know, if you need to be adjusted a little bit because of her boys and, you know, kind of a life, which is fine. So I guess that plan is in motion. You know, I wasn't planning, I guess, for about a week or so, a week or 2 weeks to bring it up, but it is that, you know. And it's also, I mean, like I said, I know I'm clear, you know, when it comes to Pilar. There's a new chapter, whatever it is, you know, but the old one is come and gone. So it's water under the bridge. And so, and there are no, you know, no sour feelings, no bitter feelings. I'm trying to think of another way to say it. No hurt feelings. Here we go. Oh, no hard feelings. Maybe it's hard feelings. But yeah. it definitely feels like this connection is just, it's just not the same, you know. And so definitely a lot of my mantras, affirmation lately have to do about don't lose your center, to not get so easily overwhelmed by that feminine energy. And she's a strong one. And in a way, Jenny was too, you know, actually. They both were the late women in my life. And being like, you don't have to be strong as a man to hold your ground as a human being. You know, it's not about that. Just be, and then just be confident that where you are, where you stand is the best place to be. And what you feel, whatever it is that you want to share, is the best thing to share, you know? And so, but of course, that's nice. It's easier said than done, because it's something to be in your own head to strategize all of that. But once you're on a battlefield, things do rarely pin out the way they were in your head. Eh? Life is what happens when you're busy planning for it. And so, but yeah, that felt good. And so, kind of meander around, playing that cool playlist, having, you know, my kind of thoughts, and then basically just went to brush my teeth and went to bed, and then read the book for a while, a little longer than I thought, actually. I think I have, it's like 440 pages, and I think I have left 70, so 68. I think I'm up to, I forgot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But it's going to be 2 or 3 days, basically, more than likely, to finish that book. I still so think it's, well, I guess it's a style, Libro Giallo, I guess that's what they would call them in Italian, the kind of mystery novel cop, you know, type stuff. I don't know. Then I guess maybe I went down around to the wrong store, you know. That's a kind of book. So I don't know if you compare that with other books in the same genre. But for me, it's just, it's just so weak where it matters, as far as I'm concerned, you know, what I like, as far as, you know, when I read things, you know, to be moved, just none of that. And the characters, and of course, there's something about, and I find him to be so sloppy in terms of how the ease by which the guy gets what he wants, you know, and it, you know, the reality, if you go into a place where you have something controversial and people are hiding something, that 30 years later, they're going to be like, okay, you pulled it out of me. All right, sit down, have some, I don't know, it's just, they're jovial, they're convivial, they just like, they become great hosts and say, let me tell you, I don't know, it's just so, so simplistic. I would call it like kind of an, it's a teenage book as far as I'm concerned. Like an adult, you know, like when I'm thinking about this woman who mentioned it, I'm like, well, great, great to know. you as a reference where you stand, because yeah, you're not going to be useful to me. Not that she needed to be, but it's like, if you think that's a great book, wow, we're not on the same page. But I have to admit, it is readable. It's an easy read. So I guess in a way it's relaxing, you know, definitely, in the Japanese, I'm with the impersonal now. There's, of course, more vocabulary. I'm like, when is that going to end? When again, you know, it's like, oh. Anyway, so, and of course, the German as well. You know, I'm really, those two languages are definitely very challenging. But I have the feeling that with German, you know, up to a point, and then it's just not going to be as hard as the Japanese. It just can be. So maybe it's kind of, you know, to do something that's kind of light. I mean, of course, Vivekananda is pretty serious. Thomas Merton, you know, New City of Contemplation. The whole Ramayana, it's kind of the final battle between Ravana and Ram. My goodness, who wants to get back his wife Sita and in Sri Lanka. Anyway, it's a little too much. I have to say the Indian kind of depiction of that is like, whoa, you know. And it's one of their, you know, it's one of their sacred texts. Eh? It's one of the Vedas. I think it's called the Veda. Or the Ramahayana. Ramahayana. I think it's Ramahayana is what you call it. Huh? Anyway. But it's like, whoa. But I'll finish it. And then I have the same writer, Indian writer, so I'm going to stay with Indian writer a little bit. And I got about two or three more of his books that I was able to find. So I'll check that out. I think it's going to be readable. You know. And I guess that's something I'm going to make an effort to keep looking for some of those books. You know, kind of enjoyable reader. You know. Not really much more than that. I mean, I'm pretty loaded between the Philokalia and then Vivekananda, because once I'm done with Thomas Merton, I'm done with the book. But the Philokalia are at least the two first volume that I've kept. I want to reread them. I have the feeling I may be doing that for quite a while. So, anyway. So that's for that. And yes, you didn't ask, but I'll tell you, I finished again, first in Duolingo, so killing it, we'll see this week, but it's like, I have a feeling until I get to be on the road, that I don't quite see myself not being on a podium every week. So my routine, I still have Spanish to do, I kind of chose to, it was already getting late, I was making the bread also this morning, and I was like, you know, if by 10:30 I haven't started the last one, you know, it's like, yeah, it's too late. So I'll finish that when I come back. I got the lentils to make today. I got a bowl of some eggs. She gave me some too, Rosie, yesterday when I brought the bread. So I think most of what I wanted to say has come through yesterday. I don't know. I don't remember. It's not that I don't remember. I don't know when that down recording got interrupted. So you get my little cheap explanation, right? Yeah, and I'm just not. I'm definitely not. I'm not a type A personality person. Yeah, perfection is not what's most important. It is wonderful, you know, when you get to it, but it is not worth it to invest so much time to be able to deliver amazing outcome all the time. To me, it's no. You know, to better oneself, sure. But you don't have to. Perfection doesn't have to be the only criteria. My goodness, it's still chainsawing. I would think when you have to do the limb trimming, you kind of need to do that when it's very cold. You know, like in the winter, and then possibly for thinking for like infection and other things. Because within 3 days, we're going to 20 degrees, And we are now in spring. Anyway, I'm surprised, but what do I know? What do I know? Anyway, so yeah, that's today. Lentils, I'll boil some eggs. I'm thinking of a fruit salad. If I find a nice mango tomorrow in Mercadona, I'm going to do like the kind of a mango, orange, lemon juice, mint, you know, maybe apple, more than likely not. Oh, speaking of fruit. So I was listening to that podcast, very interesting. So there are new studies showing a controversy with banana. So you know how banana turns dark, and my understanding was because of absence of vitamin C, so you get oxidation. But actually, it's kind of a mechanism. It's a kind of a phytochemical in the banana that protects it, you know, when because it just doesn't have vitamin C. But anyway, it's something different, a different mechanism than I realized. And that apparently seems to affect other nutrients from other plants. So if you make a smoothie and then you put the banana with other stuff, there seems to be an effect, like it's a negative effect, counterproductive, where you don't absorb, you don't benefit from the other phytochemicals and phytonutrients of plants because of banana and how it behaves. Banana, also apple. Anyway, interesting. I think if I was into smoothie, and of course if my food smoothie were kind of like quite nutrient rich, I may have to hit that. Oh, I don't even know about pears. Do they pears come back to? I don't know. Well, no, not quite like apple and banana. So things turn black, like avocado as well, potato. Anyway. So, anyway, that was interesting. You know, the thing keep evolving. But of course, no, I'm not eating bananas. And of course, those things, you know, when you get the new news of the day, just remember it's new. And it's one, you know, unless you get to a place to where you've had something that's been building up for decades, and then they really come and say, kind of like a deli meat is a class one carcinogen, you know, cured meat, and red meat is a class two. So, and that seems to be pretty solid. You know, so the idea of the pattern of, if you're going to be eating some red meat, make it sporadic and make it small portion, you know, and definitely, I mean, to do a double whammy would be like to do AG red meat, you know, advanced glycation and product, like if you were to grill, you know, barbecue or barbecue sauce too, where you caramelize and you get this kind of blackened kind of thing that is also in terms of free radical and, oh my goodness, so that's the worst of all the worlds. Oh, deep frying. Anyway, high heat, fat and protein. So, yeah, but that thing like banana like that, I don't know, you know. But of course, you know, for this guy for Nutrition Facts, I mean, you got to give it to the guy, you know, it basically, okay, this is what I'm learning now, so I'm changing what I'm doing. You know, it's not like what I'm doing is a Bible. It's what I'm doing is based on the current understanding. And if that understanding changes, then I will change as well. You know, you cannot, you know, well, that's how things are in a scientific field. The progress is very slow. And at times you just flip something on its head, you know, like hibiscus tea, which I really like. He talked about that one. He was a big fan. And then I forgot what it was that came up. And then he kind of stopped. You know, green tea seems to be pretty solid in terms of phytochemicals. Pretty strong, also good for brain health, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, and I still would love, if I can find some, it's not that easy to find in a store in Spain, hibiscus tea. But if I do, I will definitely buy it because I really like it with a touch of lemon. This is wonderful. I just really like it. It's not astringent. I guess it makes me think of something astringent, but it's not quite that potent. I just like it. It just comes down nicely. Anyway, but I'm very, very happy with my here. I'm staying with the green tea and lemon. That's going to be doing just fine. Yeah, it's really quite amazing that I'm so used to not putting any sweetener in it at all. And it goes down like water. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Anyway, so I have to remember to put my... I'm going to have to reset my Do Not Disturb at least until 10 a.m., you know, because I don't want to be bothered when I'm doing the languages. I don't want to be distracted, to be thrown off, even though I digress a lot, but when I'm in my morning routine, I am quite a jihadist. I am focused. I am laser focused. And today is the 11th. Can you believe that? In about a month. 52nd birthday. I'll be 52 years old. Looking at myself in the mirror, you know. Of course, with each passing year, you're going to see more wrinkles. And I think the red-headed are kind of guaranteed, you know, to get more wrinkles. I think in terms of sun damage. And of course, in my case, like right now, I'm not putting any sun protection for the walking that I'm doing. I'll be doing it, you know, when I go on for hours at a time. But I actually like the idea of exposing my skin, of course, you know, getting vitamin D, but you don't need to do much, and even more so for pale skin like me. But to get it conditioned so I will not get sunburned, because, you know, those things only get you so far. A couple of guys with some basic bicycle going on a bike ride. Anyway, so it's breezy today. I think it said about 12 degrees, but I don't know. Well, it's still early. Yeah? It is still early. So we have about 2 to 3 hours until the high before it drops again. But that is it. Streets are dry already. Still wet, actually, at Pilar's place. But within the next couple of days, everything will look pretty dry. But that has been quite the rain. Quite the rain. Those guys, not in shape. I wonder about that too, about, you know, working out in a gym, you know, versus outside. Yeah, such a controlled environment in the gym. It really goes to the way you want it to go. You know, when you go out, I mean, you still get to choose, but, you know, the terrain is not flat when you want it to be and steep when you want it to be. And anyway, I think it's different as far as stamina is concerned. I think it's different. I was even thinking if Peter was to come, I would take her on that beautiful, 2.5-3 hour hike. And of course I would carry my pack. But it would be curious, you know, because she's in a mean shape, you know. She does weightlifting, cardio, I mean, spinning. I mean, she's definitely quite involved in a very good shape. But, you know, it is this kind of CrossFit, I guess. Well, it's not really crossy, but what I mean by, you know, you have so much time, so you... Also, in her case, she doesn't really have to do the intensity because she goes to the gym 4 days a week, mostly, you know. So 2 day weight and 2 day cardio. I'm pretty sure she does weight on both days anyway. Just a different muscle group. But it's, you know, it's something different. And to me, I mean, like I said, you know, if the weather permits, my goodness, those guys, they are like on a bicycle. They stop like every 100 yards. Jesus. Who knows? They're young turds anyway. It might just not be due to the fact that the climb here is giving them a beating. But that they just don't stop and chat. Anyway, so I'm gonna go to Paco. We're thinking of going to Dia to get some sponges, but I'll get those in Montanaki Mercadona, or Chino actually, at the bazaar. I'll get them tomorrow. Anyway, it's feeling good. I feel like, oh, and here it is, always the same here. You go through El Poligono, the industrial zone, and then you go back to that main street, and those buildings block the sun. And then suddenly you have a you have this nice unobstructed sunlight when it is there. So yeah, my friend, winter is about to be done. But I do stand corrected, Eduardo, you know, about sometimes in March and even sometime in April they could get some colder, could get a wave, but it's not going to be much. But yeah, I was definitely completely off. So, but that doesn't cost much, right? To admit that, it doesn't really have much to do with humility. Anyway, so going to Paco, I'm gonna get the mushrooms if he has them. I need to get oranges. I'm out. I'll get some bananas, onions. I'm good. Squash. Well, we'll see if he has a squash. I'll buy a squash because I think I have the last in the freezer of that one, and then I'll need some more for Friday to make the the one for Saturday. And I guess we'll see if he has some on Friday for him to keep me half a kilo. So, to make it good, I got a fancy tomato sauce, a little bit of oil in it, just kind of stronger taste, and I want to make it richer, the lentil dish for those guys on Saturday. So more than likely lentils, kind of lentil chili, the toast with the hummus and the guacamole, a loaf of fresh loaf of bread with the lentils, and then the rice pudding with the orange, and then the fruit salad with the lemon juice. In honor of Dorito, there was the girl from the Netherlands, who she made that one, and I liked it. It was very simple. You know, it was, if I'm not mistaken, I forgot, it was mango, papaya. It was papaya, mango, papaya, and lemon. Mango, papaya, lemon. I think that was it, actually. But I'm gonna add mint if I find it. And then we'll see. Actually, pomegranate would be good, but it's not the season now. It's like in the fall, early winter. Early winter barely, but fall is when it's pomegranate season here. And granadas. La temporada de las granadas. Anyway. So that'll be the menu. So I'm adding the fruit salad because I was thinking of bringing some fruits, but I kind of like the idea of, you know, I have a little ramekin to put, they kind of look like ashtray. Oh, I get it wrong. I turned before I meant to. Okay. I mean, I know where I am, but I normally would have gone further before taking a left turn. I turned on a dirt trail. Asunta al cielo, llena de gracia. That's the patron saint of Virgen de la Cabeza, I think it's called. The patron saint of the town, whoever they represent, San Elena. Oh, did I mention about that woman? That was kind of like, you don't go to church anymore. How come? I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, so how do I respectfully? I think I mentioned about her, but it was like at least two of them kind of ask me that, you know, and I'm like, you're not going to understand, and I know that, and there's nothing wrong with it, but you know, so how do I, with my humor, I guess, find a way to move on, you know? I don't want to be saying anything that's cheap. I just don't want to get into it. So, and yeah, my goodness. That's definitely the one thing that has not even crossed my mind at all. Amazing. You know, how does that happen? You know, the way I was last year. Amazing. And it's completely wiped away like it never was. Of course, that's not the case. Of course, it was what it was, but it's just like, how? You know, anyway. Because I really felt, you know, it was not like, kitty, 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 kitty. Are you going to come to see me? Let's see. No, I don't think so. You sitting? Yeah. Okay. All right. I love cats. Yeah, I have to say, I still love cats more than dogs, but Chupa Chup is definitely, you know, wow. Yeah, I could easily see myself, you know, getting a dog from the shelter. Maybe not Pitbull, I'm seeing one of those now. Well, I know a dog is a dog, but yeah, I don't find them particularly. I'm putting him in a trunk. Jesus. Wow. That's interesting. He's taking the dog in the trunk of his car. Moving around, not in the back seat. And he has. It's a four doors. Uh-huh. Anyway. So. About to land at the marketplace. Well, look at that now. We're not much wind here. Let's see. A couple of ladies at the counter. That's gonna go quick. So, guys, peace and love from Hamilena on a beautiful sunny day. Love.